and Lincoln Lewis live on the show. Live Instagram.
Hello, legends.
Hello, how are you?
Mate, good as gold. How are you guys going?
Oh, you are on fire. You're starring in a new movie, Spin Out. Tell us a little bit about it. Very exciting.
All right, yeah, well, Spin Out is, well, it's set about BNS Balls and Ute Musters, all the good stuff, things that I actually didn't know about till I had to audition, and since I found out about it, I think it's on my bucket list now.
Oh, yeah. It's Lakey's too.
A spinster's ball.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So
it's like quite a country, regional country thing, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, and it just sounds like a complete weekend of awesomeness, debauchery. Yes.
Hilarity ensues, yes. Yeah. So, pleasure to have you here, by the way. I'm feeling a little queasy just with butterflies this morning. Like, usually there's only room for one hunk in the studio, but we've made an allowance today.
Goodness sake.
How is it for, like, how long does it take you to film this kind of movie?
Well, this was actually a quick shoot. We did this, I think, in about 3.5 weeks.
Really?
We all filmed all in one location.
Yeah.
So on the first week, they did all the car stunts and everything like that. And then after that, it was just all in one set, like all in the shed and a little bit outside of that shed. It was pretty cool.
Like, did you film in any regional locations? Like,
yeah,
where were you?
Out in Shepparton, which is about 2 hours outside of Melbourne. Yeah.
So fun in those little communities. Were they so excited to have you there?
It was the whole community got involved. So probably about 95% of the extras you'll see in this film are Shepparton locals.
Oh, that's awesome.
It was so sick. Yeah, so they're all coming along, and then one day they needed a lot more for a party scene, so they bust in a bunch of people from Melbourne.
And
everyone was loving that. I think they particularly loved the day when Taylor Henderson came and sang, he's singing in the film, so...
How awesome.
It looks so much fun. A feel-good Aussie rom-com.
Yeah.
Aussie as it gets. Yeah. Can I just read some of... I've got the production notes here, reading off the cast list, the Aussie names. Tubby, Ruta, Spike, Knob, Boof, Shazza, Jock. Is someone just gone through and gone, we're going to find any Aussie nickname and just chuck it in this
there
movie?
Is no, yeah, that's the most Australian lineup I've heard since my pops family. I'm not even kidding. So my pops family, this is my mum's dad. He's the second. His sister is called Doreen. Then he's Bruce.
I've got a Bruce. That's
a Bruce?
My dad.
Yeah. All right. Right. Well, yeah. I've got an Uncle Bruce and a Pop Bruce, and the rest is Noli, Sharon, Cheryl, Arthur, and Nancy.
Oh, so, sensational.
Yeah. And so hearing that, I was just like, I feel like I'm back.
Yeah.
Home.
I'm in here.
I've got a Mary and a Victor, so I'm not sure how Aussie I get.
No, that's not as Aussie as my parents, Bruce and Gail.
Oh, you
don't,
I love
you,
it.
Yeah, you don't get it. Gail too often these days.
Yeah.
Doesn't get as Aussie as North Queensland as well. You're doing a whole tour around all regions, but North Queensland as well at the moment, heading up to Mackay and stuff. And in the Bully today, that you're a Cowboys fan over the Broncos. Is this real?
Yeah, I'm a Cowboys man. I love all my Queensland teams. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
It's sort of like every weekend, everyone's like, everyone sort of thinks that in the weekend, you're only allowed to barrack for one team. If I pick my favourite team, it's the Cowboys.
Mm.
My two favourite teams are the Cowboys and the Storm, which unfortunately they're playing this weekend.
Mm.
But I if it's Queensland, I'm going for it.
Yeah.
And when they're playing each other, I think all I want to see is a good game and no one get hurt, because I don't want to see my Queensland boys get hurt.
What does the Wild Dog 3000 think about all that?
Oh, look, he's the big dub. Look.
Wally Lewis. We're referring to Wally Lewis, Lincoln's dad. For
also
those people
known as
who aren't picking up as the Wild Dog 3000 reference,
you know, in the closer circles.
Yeah.
Or the silverback, right, what I call him back at home. he's the alpha male, definitely. Look, he's a hard one to get words out of when he's at home. He's a real quiet fella. So he's just a fan of the game. So I know that sounds like a very generic political answer, but he just enjoys Queensland through and through. Don't get me wrong with that. But he just enjoys a good game. So when he sees things like, you know, if it's just a soft game or whatever, he's not too happy, but he just wants to see a good hard game like he used to play back in the day.
Can we just say something hilarious about your dad? When we first got here, we had to do this Hit the Street segment, and so we just had to get like different people's opinions on different things, and one of the questions we had to go around and ask was, who's your celebrity free pass? And one of the ladies in our office said Wally Lewis.
The dubster.
Out of everyone! No way. Celebrity free pass.
Oh,
and we played it back to him, and he was chuffed. Yeah, it was like, my year is made.
Yeah. He would have been walking around with his chest out at home.
He was, yes.
Yeah, Mum would have been making, like, hey, you better, just watch yourself.
There's
Yucko.
Some receptionist in Townsville that wants me. You better look out.
Yeah, I think I might go watch the Cowboys play this weekend, Jack.
Yeah. Hey, Lincoln Lewis, having a lot of fun. Spin Out in Cinemas September 15th. It's going to be a lot of fun. Aussie rom-com, and we've seen the trailers. It looks fantastic. Cannot wait for it to come out.
Yep.
Everyone who's famous who comes on the show, we love to play a game relating to their name.
Yeah.
So when Jim Owen came in once.
That's as far as our creative goes.
Jim Owen came in once. We played Jim or Owen. That was probably one of the highlights, I'd say.
He is awesome.
We've got Lincoln Lewis. We're thinking, can we play the weakest link?
The
weakest link. Remember
like
that 2001 game show with Morag?
Yeah.
Do you know Morag?
Yes. So she was filming when I was doing Home and Away.
Was she there? We thought so.
One night we went and had dinner. Myself and this other actor called, his name was Mark Furze, and we went and had dinner at her place. And we were talking about it, and I got so excited when she mentioned it. And she's like, oh, yeah, she was saying how she sort of used to prepare to say it for the first time when she ever did it. And then she did it for us when we were eating dinner, and I lost it. Absolutely
so
lost it. I was just like a kid at a One Direction concert, and I was just like, do it again.
Say, this feels really nice, Morag. Yes. Correct.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to get a listener on the phone, and Morag also kind of joining us next to play the weakest link.
Lincoln.
Lewis. Right, now we've got the big dog, Lincoln Lewis.
Hey!
Legenda!
Still here.
Yes, you were saying that on Home and Away back in the day, you used to work with Morag.
Yes.
Who, for those who don't know, also used to play
Terrifying.
The Week, was the host of The Weakest Link.
When she was on TV, she was terrifying.
Yes.
And then as soon as she steps off set, she's just this sweet
Hello.
Lady. And then back on set when she was... I'm so sorry. There we go again. I when she was on the set of Home and Away, she was exactly the same type of character. She was very dominating, and she was very strong. And as soon as she got on set, she went, "Now, darling, come over here and give me a big cut. Oh, I missed you so much."
Hair and Alf, because they play brother and sister.
Yes,
I mean you wouldn't want to get into a family row over at their place. Oh. That'd be fiery.
Yes.
Can you imagine the just the sibling rivalry growing up? Like if they were to say, "Oh, you know, this is how we were going," I'd believe it, but.
Look, Christmas dinner's gone wrong over at that house.
I think what we're getting at here, guys, is you're keen for a game of the weakest link. Weakest link. And we've got Penny from Kerwin on the phone as well. Penny from Kerwin, are you there?
I am here. How are you going, Lincoln?
Good morning, Penny. I'm good. How's yourself?
I'm good. I'm so nervous to talk to you. Oh, my God.
Why? No. Oh, I love
Penny.
It.
No, I know exactly how she
feels. Like, he's feeling
Penny,
pretty nervous,
I was nervous, Penny. I just heard your voice. I was like, woman of my dreams right here, so it's good to finally meet you.
All
right.
Don't hang up, Penny. Stay with us.
We've got the world's first four-way game of Weakest Link on the radio.
Welcome to the Weakest Link. These contestants have only just met, but they must work together as a team if they want a chance at $100,000.
Come on, guys.
It is vital they trust each other to answer correctly in order to build their bank. There is only one winner, as round by round they vote off the player who is the weakest link. Let's meet the team.
My name's Lakey. I'm 26 and I love chocolate baths.
My name's Lance. I have to put up with Lakey every day.
My name's Lincoln. Long walks on the beach, Scorpio, and just love cuddles.
And wear crystals.
Yeah. I do. I love them. Yeah.
Penny, that's your turn, babe.
Oh, sorry. Okay, my name's Penny. I'm 21.
Good.
And I like Lincoln.
Oh, okay.
She's won. She's won the game.
Okay. She's got it already.
All right, so the questions will start. It goes Lincoln, Lance, Penny, Lakey. Okay, we'll go around in that order. You with us, Penny?
Yep.
You got it, Penny.
Okay, guys.
Let's play The Weakest Link. Start the clock. In the nursery rhyme, how many blind mice were chased by the farmer's wife?
Three.
Correct. Which L is the zodiac sign showing a set of scales?
Libra.
Correct. Which four-letter word is Australian slang for the afternoon?
Arvo.
Correct.
You legend.
In the USA, which major river runs through the Grand Canyon?
Times.
Colorado.
Really?
What should you not throw if you live in a glass house?
Oh, don't throw stones. Don't
throw
stones.
Yes.
Which religious charitable organization has the nickname Salvos?
Salvation Army.
In the TV series LAPD, Life on the Beat, what does the LA stand for?
Los Angeles.
Correct.
Oh, Penny.
Which
fire,
French
Penny.
Emperor is believed to have been killed by arsenic on the island of St. Helena?
Oh, pass.
You got
Napoleon.
Oh,
which state of the USA was named and time is up? and I cannot
This is a stitch
up. You just made us fail. What is wrong with you?
Come on.
What was that? There's Napoleon.
I am sorry, but we play the $1,000 minute in here every day, and you make people feel so bad for not getting the full 10. And you've just
stone tied to our feet in the water.
Lincoln, we need to drop him. You're off.
Oh, Morag spoken.
The team has found you too taxing. Sorry, you Morag. Are the weakest link. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
No.
Penny, you are holding the team. You are a legend.
Penny.
Good on you, Penny. You know your stuff.
Hey, Lincoln, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thanks for sticking around.
Thanks so much for having me. Aww. Penny, I love you, and thank you for being a legend.
Spin Out, the Aussie rom-com with Lincoln Lewis, Xavier Samuel, and Morgan Griffin in cinemas September 15th.